Blessed be your name. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I want to welcome us to the presence of the Lord once again. I want to appreciate God because He's the Lord. I want to thank God for the leadership of this gathering. I want to thank Him because He's the Lord. Brethren, I don't think you have any other thing. You have any other reason to believe if God is here or not. Brethren, I want to tell us one sure thing, that this God is just God. This God is just God. We were at different corners of our own beings. The person that led the prayer, the morning, the workers' prayer meeting, the prayer administration, and then the choir, and myself, we were at different corners. I want you to believe this thing and hold on to it. There are signs. Nobody will come from heaven to start saying, "This is God." God is here. God is here. Brethren, it's like I should just pray and then we go home. That's the summation of everything. But I think God wants us to sum it up so that you know the reason why He is God. You know the reason why He has done this for us. I want to thank God for the choir. I want to thank God for that worship song that is just Yahweh. He's just God. He's the Alpha and Omega. Nothing to be added to it. Are you still doubting God? Are you still mingling it? Are you still mixing it up? Brethren, stand out for this God. Stand out for this God. In the morning, He was telling you that, "Who delivered me from my enemies?" He made us to sing that song. Another person gave that testimony that while he was there, in fact, there was nothing. He was blank. That's how God wants us. So that He Himself will be able to sing it, He will be able to speak it forth, He will be able to show it. And He was doing it. He did it. Sudden death will not come upon us. We move on to the song they sang at the beginning. The first one they sang, I was just looking at it that, okay, they couldn't have seen me, but I know, because I'm not just knowing that this God is God. Now let me take you through down the storyline. Look at the situation of things. Why is the world like this? The uneasiness, the insecurity. Why is it like that? Revelation 12. If media will not follow me, I'm battle ready. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Some people are rejoicing. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The world is full of insecurity. The world is full of uneasiness. The world is hard and difficult because the devil has come into the world. But why? Why are we just like that? You know, we're supposed to read from 12 to 17, but I have to cut some things. Let's quickly move down to 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Who are those her seeds? Which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Why will this one touch you? Why will it touch me, having been born again? Why will it touch me? Why will it touch the Christians in the world? Why and why? He says, he is the devil. He went for them. He's making war. Why would the world not be at ease? Why would there not be difficulties? where we do not want not be hard. Life is hard, but there is one thing. There is one thing, and that is what we have been sharing since morning: the caring power of the Lord. The caring power of the Lord. I thought somebody would shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord! The caring power of the Lord. Where is it? How is it formed? How can we find it? It is true, the world is hard. The world is hard. And that takes me to the title of a sermon this morning. As the Lord released it to me. Reliance on God's assurance. Reliance on God's assurance. The world is not easy. The world is hard. The life is so tough. But there is this caring power of the Lord. Where is it embedded? How will I see it? How will you see it? The uncaring power of the devil is what is not dotted all over. But the caring power of the Lord is released unto us. Brethren, it's not in human resources. Lest some people will say, they said I should hold this cross. You see some people when they are traveling, have traveled in the bus before. I saw the man holding the cross. In fact, I had to start praying. Holding the cross. What is it? He was using that to guide himself. Some people, they give them a pot. Go and put it under your bed. Start pouring oil. Am I making sense? Some people, they say, tie this on your chest. He's not in human resources. All those ones are human knowledge. They are just human resources. That's not the caring God I'm talking about. You know, he's not in your ability. He's not in any man's ingenuity. Hence, you say it is made of you. Where is it laid? That caring power of the Lord. Where is it? I want us to see it today. And I believe God will see. It starts. I said, I'm going to take us to the story. If you are not going along with that story, brethren, begin to guard your heart. Begin to make up yourself that I'm going to join this story. The story starts from John 3:16. But I won't open that. Open to 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. John 3:16, I think everybody here can chant it anyhow. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The gift of God, that's the divine gift. The story starts from there. The caring power of the Lord starts from there. The world has been so uneasy because the devil came into the world. Because he was thrown into the world. He was thrown into the earth. So many things happened between that 12 to 17 that didn't allow us to eat. If you look at it, he was looking out for the woman. And then the heart opened up. The head opened up and swallowed it. He swallowed the stumps. He swallowed it. I don't know how that was. He's coming to work for us. Hence, he now say, okay, because this woman has been so much not relieved of this, I will have to go on for the children, for the seed of this woman. Seed of this woman. Who what? Who keep the commandments? That's the story. How will you keep the command if you not worship God as the only God? If you not accept God as the only, if you not take to the divine gift of the Lord? That's it. Those are the people that keep the commandment of God. Have you given your life to Christ? You are not yet part of the story. If you have not given your life to Christ. But if you are, then you are part of this story we're telling. It's the beginning. The divine gift. And after giving, what happens? It's just starting. And then do you know? Yes, if I've given my life, what else? 2 Corinthians, like I said, 5:18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, who hath given us to the ministry of reconciliation. Can you see that is a thread? It's a solid line. Reconciliation. You continue to reconcile. You continue to make it. You continue to give yourself to that ministry. That is how to continue to belong to this God as much as you are alive. 19, to wit that God was in Christ, you know, reconciling, I told us, the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses How terrible are your sins?
Unto them.
And I committed us unto the word of reconciliation. Is that word that we want to now continue to unfold? What I want to see, I told you the story continues. Because God will not leave us there. He said reconciling. How will it continue? Philippians 1:6. You know, it says that the Lord, who has started that good work in us, he will not leave us. He will do it. That's Philippians 1:6. You know, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, in all of us, will perform it. Do you want to come out of God? Do you want to, you know, are you straying away? Find your way back. He's reconciling us. And he has started that good work. He wants to perform it. Mind you, we're talking about reliance on God's assurance. This is part of the assurance of God. That I am there. I'm reconciling you. And I that have started that good work in you, I'm there to perform it. Will you now say no? Brethren, the Lord will help us. He remains our helper. He's our God. Hebrews 13:5-6. But we're not going to do that. I want to now start jumping. I believe the Holy Spirit is here. He has released his heaven open over us. He has released the ministering angels. They are ministering it unto us. They want us to know that the assurance of the Lord is real. And they are, is meant for us. It's meant for you. It's meant for me. Why do we need this God's assurance? I'm alive. I'm kicking. You know, that brother, after, you know, seeking God's face and whatever, and he was not, he could have just, anyway, he slept off. But he could have refused to come, but he came. Did God not do what he intended to do? He did it. Why? So why do we need God's assurance? I looked at it and I said, life sometimes becomes very difficult and hard. Hence, you need this assurance. We need this nugget. We need this nodding. We need this, you know, being touched by you. No, having gone through the entire world. I'm saying the entire world. That is, you've gone to class. You've gone to different courses. I mean, lectures. You have gone to your office. You've gone to for your business. All you met there. They are not. They are nothing. No, to talk about. Life is hard and difficult. You now look at it that man we toil and toil and toil. Why is the world so difficult and hard? What do you rest on? At least you are alive. What are we going to rest on? We rest on the assurance of this God. Psalm 107, we're supposed to read one. Please, I want to enjoin us to be Liberian Christians. Please, I'm going to jump it. 1-9 is what we're supposed to tonight, but we'll just read 3 and then I'll move to 7. We'll just read 3 and then I'll move to 7. Life is difficult and hard, but God is good and is the answer to all our challenges. He's the answer to all our challenges. Psalm 107:3. And gathered them out of the land from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Is that not the world? What else? He has defined the world to us from the north, from the east, from the east. He said, lie generally. It's so hard. He now gathered us. And what is 7 saying? And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Praise the Lord. We need assurance. We need assurance. If you go through the world like that and you now come back home to meet this, how will your heart be? It's like pouring cold water. Then you look at it, that God, you are leading me in the right way. Yes. What you just need to do is to take on of this world. Take hold of this world. Father, lead me in your right way. Lead me in your right way that I will go to that city of habitation. Habitation is where you find comfort. Habitation, your own habitation is where you find God. Your own habitation will be where you find that thing you're seeking for. He will lead you to the right way. in the name of Jesus. I said, we need it. We need that assurance because, do you know what is in the world? And there is that necessity of peace for a troubled heart. Necessity of peace for a troubled heart. Is your heart troubled? Are you so much, you know, up and doing that you could not even sleep? You toil here, you turn here and turn there, just for you to look for sleep, but it's not there. Assurance of God is needed because of that necessity of that peace that we need. I have here Psalms chapter 4. I read just 3, 7, and 8. Psalm 4. This one will slow us down, but I think we will take it like that. 4. So I read 3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. A troubled heart. A troubled heart. There is assurance in the Lord. He said he will hear you when you call unto him. I move to 7. Thou hast put gladness in my... After calling this God, what do you have? Say, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time their corn and their wine increase. He's not in looking at the barn. He's not in looking at that food or that your store of food or anything that brings joy or that makes you be at peace. No! It is this God. He gladdens your heart when you find repose, when you find strength, when you hold on to the assurance of this Most High. He said, he put gladness in our heart. And he said that we both lay me down in peace. That's what we're looking for, and sleep. What are you still looking for? If you can close your eyes and sleep. And you sleep with the peace of God. I believe the Lord will help us. And so have I said, assurance is needed because it is the antidote for panic. Panic is happening there. It's happening here. Just this week. Was it this week or last week? This same road that we have been traveling. We traveled it in the night, in the morning, and whatever. This same professor traveled it. All of us traveled it. Even after the incident, I traveled, in fact, this week, how many times did I fly that route? Maybe like 6 or 8 times. Oh, come, go, come, go, come. That's Ibadan, just there. And the man was kidnapped. Panic, chaos, running helter-skelter. What do you need to keep you, you know, at peace? What stabilizes you? It is the assurance of this God. Brethren, I'm calling us to rely on the assurance, on God's assurance. Panic, Psalm 31, 3 to 5. For thou art my rock. When there is panic, what do you turn to God to tell him? My fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net. The net has been laid, net of evil, of this wickedness, just from the enemies. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. That's the assurance of God. Will you then hold this word of God as your own cross? Like I told you, that man was holding the cross like this in the bus. We were traveling. Will you not hold this word of God? You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my strength. Oh God, our Lord, you will remove from me. Lord, you will pull me out and take me out of that way. Of that net that they have laid privily. Not for me, not for anybody, this enemy did it. So you take me out. That's the assurance of the Lord. We need it. It's just the antidote for panic. Are you not going to travel through Ibadan or whatever again? I told you after the incident I traveled. But I need an antidote. So I went with the antidote. My antidote is that God is my rock. He's going to fortify me in the name of Jesus. And another thing I said, we need this assurance because it's time to be our God, our anchor. God's assurance is our anchor in the race of life. Yours will be different from mine. I be Ashola, you be Atunde, you be Ayemisi, and so many things wrong. All and all, those names are not just there. They bring difference to our world. And because of that, we have different stories to tell. But what is that thing, that watchword that is common to all of us? The Lord Jesus, the assurance of God. And that is the anchor that we hold on to. It's the anchor of our lives. Psalm 93 says, let this mighty wind come. Let them come rushing. Say they come rushing, 93:3-4. Says, the floods have lifted up, oh Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lifted up their waves. The Lord is on high, my anchor. He's on high, mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. I don't know that thing that wants to swallow you up. Why don't you give it to this person that is mightier? Mightier than them. Mightier than their noise. Mightier than their voice, my anchor. We need this assurance. We can continue on and on. But then I just want to take us through what then builds my anchor, my assurance in God. What builds this anchor that I said, this antidote, you know, this necessity of peace that I have in God, what builds it in me? What builds it in you? What allows us, you know, to flex our muscles, that we move about, we smile, we can laugh, you can laugh. Despite whatever, despite the fact that it says that unless those that are after the commandment of God, that have the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, is what built up, makes us to stand. I talk about the Father heart of God. The Father heart of God. That's the fourth thing that builds your faith. Have you known God as Father? I think I've told us about one book that an Indian woman wrote. I keep saying it. Until she was able to call God my father. She was a Muslim. She said she couldn't. No sleep, no peace. Wind will be blowing, hustling, bustling, everything, everywhere. Chaos, panic. But until she knelt down one day and said, my father, that was when she found the peace that has been leading her. You've called God your father. Have you found it within your heart to call God your father? The father heart of God. Psalm 103, but I just read 13 and 14. We have not gone to our text, sorry. Our text is taken from Romans, but we'll come back to that. I'm just galloping, the time is gone. You know, 13 to 14. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Have you gone to God and tell him, Father, in fear of you I have come. You are my father, such that he will have pity upon us, upon our situation, upon this hurt, upon this Nigeria. He will have pity upon us. That's Father. Have you called him that God? Have you ever turned with your bed, on your bed and say, Father, Father? Have you ever thought of those curses and say, Father, how will I do this CPP 405? How will I do this 304? How will I do it, God? How is it coming my way? How am I going to solve it? Is it that business? Have you found God as your Father? Do you know God? What? It derives joy in our companionship. It derives pleasure in us coming to him. And he gives us gifts as he desires. Have you gone to knock the door of the Lord so that he will open unto you? Have you sought things that he will be able to release and give to us? Father heart of the Lord. Another one that builds our assurance in God is that he is our secret place. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. I think we can read it offhand if we are conversant. That's Psalm 91. Psalm 91. That God, he says, come and dwell in my secret place. Come and abide under the shadow of me, the Almighty. You know, God's assurance is in his word. He said, maybe he's not shaking. He said, come and dwell, he that dwelleth. He that dwells here. It's not that, maybe, no, whatever, he's not shaking. It's all he that dwells. Will you drive yourself to that secret place of the Most High? Will you find your way to that fortress? Who is God? That's the assurance of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You abide under his wings, under the shadow of the Almighty. He's so much ready. You know, he said, to deliver us. What that one is telling us, it doesn't mean temptations will not come. It doesn't mean things like that will not come. But he's ready to deliver from the snare of the fowler. He's ready to deliver us from the noisome pestilences. He's ready to just run and find yourself in a secret place. And tell God, Father, I have come. I have come to your secret place. I have come to dwell in your secret place. I have come that God, you will shield me. I have come that thou will give your angels in charge of me to keep me in all my ways, to bear me up in their hands, that I will not dash my feet against stones. That God, I have come, oh Lord, I look up unto you. Who is my help? God that will not sleep, he doesn't sleep. You know? That Yoruba song that we used to sing, you know? He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. Why will he not be able to keep? Why will you not rely on that assurance? We're talking about the reliance on God's assurance. He said, it doesn't mean that things like that will not happen, but we have the assurance of God. And lastly, I said, life with God. What builds our assurance in God? Life with God is a dynamic reality. It's like they don't go together. Dynamic reality. It means it's a changing one. It can change. You are calling God your Father. You are in a secret place. You are dwelling there. And you are toiling with sin. I have Jeremiah 18, 7 to 10 here. You are toiling with sin. What happens? He dries off. That father who dries off. You know? That refuge, he goes away. He did it for the Israelite. You know, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back. 7 to 10. You know? It says that once they go back to what he told them not to do. Jeremiah 18, 7 to 10. Once they go back to that one, what does he do? He said, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. That is God, it's not me. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom that build, kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that you obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. The Lord will not repent of his good towards us in Jesus' name. That is if we do not do evil. That's why I said, dynamic reality. My Father, I'm in a secret place. I'm there. Please don't toy with sins. Don't do evil. Don't do evil. Hence the prayer, this morning's prayer meeting, after worship. ministration, prayer ministration.
Don't toil with evil.
So that we'll constantly be in the presence of the Lord. He said, I have engraved at the center of my palm. That is God.
At the center of my palm.
That your walls, my walls, will continually be in, in his presence.
To build up.
To build us, to plant us, to establish us, to make us. That is God's assurance. That's his words. Take to it that you are my Father. I'm in your secret place. Father, I refuse evil. I stand in your righteousness. I dwell in your righteousness. And I want to conclude, because our time is passing. But then before we conclude, I want us to quickly detect that now brought me to this. Romans chapter 8. We're not going to read the entire chapter because of the time. Romans chapter 8. And with that, we'll rise up, but then let's quickly look at it. Romans 8. We start from 24. I just read briefly. I jump for us to get there. For we are saved by hope. I'm starting from 24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is no hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? The assurance we're talking about is not that you are not going to hold it. You are going to believe it in your heart. 25, but if we hope for what? For that we see not. Then do we with patience wait for it. 26, I want you to hold on to that 26. He made that my entire week, verse 26, only that verse. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I don't know how you're feeling. You know, if the Holy Spirit will now be, you will have my infirmity, all my inability. My brother said when he got to the corner of that room to pray, he slept off. Have you at any point in time trying to pray and you find yourself sleeping? The Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Have you any time not gone to God that God, I cannot pray, come and help me, and he releases the grace. That is God, the assurance of God. Helpeth our infirmities. What is it that you're trying to be holy? Trying to make it. Trying to be in God's presence at all times. Helpeth our infirmities. Even they said I should go and pray. What will I pray? How will I even put this? That the lecturer said this. That my business is like this. I don't even know how to attack this in prayers. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. How you should agonize, how you should travel, how you should stretch the prayers, what you should say at every point in time. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. The assurance of God. He says, but the Spirit itself, that's the Holy Spirit. Have you at any time released yourself unto him? He maketh intercession for us with groanings. I don't know what you mean by groaning. Irora, Itara, I don't know. That in that word, those pains. Know that like the one that Jesus no did, that like the sweat of Jesus. Groanings, which cannot be uttered. You can't even describe it. You can't utter it. But he makes that intercession. Why will you not just run to that person and stay there? And stay there completely. They are continuing to make intercession for me. Holy Spirit, I just release my life unto you. I just release my situation, Father. Just continue to make this intercession without groanings that I don't want to. I can't untie it and I don't even want to stretch myself uttering it. Just continue to make that intercession. Brethren, we move to 27. He searches the heart and knows that he maketh the intercession. We move down to 28. And we know that all things work together. Praise the Lord. The song. That was why I didn't really go back to this our text. He said, all things, after making that intercession, after allowing him to groan with the one, no groanings that cannot be uttered, He says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I said, finally, I have here, because we're going to write and we'll pray. 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, has God known you? Has God known you? First Peter says, you are my elect. According to my foreknowledge. According to the foreknowledge of the Lord, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. But he says, foreknown. I said, in conclusion, I said, assurance is when you know of God's loving plan and purpose for your life. Do you know this God's plan? Do you know his purpose for you? Have you realized it? Have you taken to it? Do you want to take to it? Let's just write a few minutes before we round it all. Can we just write on our feet? I don't know what this word is already doing to you. He said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many believers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Brethren, let's stop there. Just raise your hand and say, God, Father, shall we say after me? Father, thank you for knowing me. You know my uprising. You know my dance city. You knew me while I was in my mother's womb. Father, you foreknown me. You foreknown me. And Father, Lord, you have predestinated my life. You have predestinated my life. You have predestinated my life. Do you know the meaning? If you are Yoruba, it's a T-R-T in your tele. God, you have predestinated my life. You have formed it at this moment. I will be in the church. This time, I will be in the university. This time, my shop will be like this. This time, I will be married. This time, my womb. Lord, you want to equal with the fruits of the womb. Father, my business, oh God, you want to enlarge. Lord, my business, oh God, you want to expand. Father, my spiritual life. Lord, you have foreknown me. You predestinated me. Lord, I am here to be conformed to your image. And you know, he moved forward. And then he also called, as he called you. Father called me. Begin to say it to God. Called me to greatness. Called me to making it. Called me today, Father, having foreknown me. Having predestinated me. Father, call me unto greatness. Call me unto greatness. Increase my greatness. Comfort me on every side. Call me, Father, as I desire. Call me according to your plan and purpose. Call me, Father, having known me. Call me, O Lord. Call me. He said, and then he justified them. He justified them. I don't know if you are thinking of this. Justification has to do with you being born again. Justification has to do with you being right with God. I don't know what you have seen. I don't know what you have gone through. And neither do we want to know it. But if you know, you need justification. Brethren, can you just raise up your hand so that the pastor will pray for you? Lord, I need your justification. Father, I need your justification. Raise your hand to the heavens. Raise your hand to the Lord that God, you will justify me. There is one word that is left. If you are not justified, you can't move to that level. If you are not justified, brethren, you can't move to that level. Just tell yourself that God, justify me. I have come that I will be foreknown. I have come, oh Lord, that Lord, you will be destinate me. Father, I have come, oh God, that you will call me. Having come here, oh God, Lord, justify me. Justify me in my life. Justify me in my ways. Justify me in everything that I do. Justify me, Lord, in my work. Justify me that I'll be right with you. That, Lord, that you remain my Father. Lord, you continue, oh God, to keep me in your secret place. Lord, that, Lord, I will continue to have that, oh God, reality of you being my assurance in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand and let's raise it to the Lord. Raise it to the Lord. I invite the pastor to pray. That God, justify me and let me remain justified.
As you raise your hand, that the Lord will justify you, just put your right hand upon your head. The Lord will locate you wherever you are, and He will justify you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you can identify these lives who has come to meet you, that this is their lives, and they are saying they need you to justify them. Justify them, O Lord, by the reason of the blood of the Lamb of God, by the power of the blood of Jesus, that we wipe away every judgment, every iniquity, every sin from their lives. Let the blood of Jesus wipe them away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That these lives, in the name of Jesus, you will create upon them a new heart. A heart, oh God, that loves you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, you will write their names in the book of life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that your hand will be upon these ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to hate everything that is of iniquity, that they will separate their lives from every sin and live a life of righteousness and fear of God, in the name of Jesus, a life of obedience to your word. Thank you, eternal Father. Establish them in the path of justification. Establish them in the path of righteousness. Establish them in the path of faith, in the name of Jesus. Uphold them, Father. They will not slip back again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen. What a wonderful assurance. Brethren, finally, we move to the last stage. He glorifies us. After being justified, the Lord glorifies us. I don't know if you have been wallowing in whatever.